Hello, and welcome to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. This is where we look at various nutrition and fitness-related topics through the lens of application. We want to give you practical takeaways so that you can create your healthiest, best self backed by knowledge. Now, onto the episode with your host, Coach Lisa.
Hello, and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life Podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and in today's Monday episode, I'm going to continue with my 5-minute meal tip Monday series. I have done 4 episodes on this with regards to my breakfast, my lunch, my afternoon snack, and my dinner. And in today's episode, I'm going to talk about how to design your day around going out for pizza or simply something that comes up unexpectedly. Before I get into the episode though, if you enjoy the show, please do me a favor, rate it, subscribe, share it on your social media to help me grow. So, okay, let's assume I want to go out for pizza and perhaps a glass of wine. I am going to allocate a certain amount of calories to that. So pre-logging is essential, meaning if I know I'm going out for pizza on Friday, tomorrow, or whenever, I am going to either look up the restaurant that I'm going to see if they perhaps have the nutritional information online, or I'm just going to log the next best possible log that I can find for whatever I think I might want to have and how much I think I want to have. Let's say I want to have 4 slices of the seafood pizza, for instance. I do tend to keep it reasonably simple because the more toppings, of course, the more calories, generally speaking. But let's just say seafood pizza or a pizza margarita or something like that. So, let's go with margarita just for simplicity's sake. I'm going to look that up, think about if I want to have thin slice, regular or thin crust, regular crust, whatever. And the log that I found for what I think I might want to have is about 250 or 300 calories per slice. So upon seeing that, I'm going to say, right, I probably don't want to have 4 slices because that would be quite a lot of calories just from that without anything else, no vegetables, no wine, nothing else. So I'm going to settle for just 3 slices. Having looked that up, which again, foresight, so helpful. And then I'm going to establish what else do I want to have. It kind of indicates to me I don't want to share a starter because that's already for the 3 slices, 750 calories. I then decide if I want to have dessert or wine. In reality, I don't really drink anymore. I used to occasionally drink. I haven't actually had any alcohol in like 1.5 years. So that's just my personal choice. But let's just say you want to have 2 glasses of wine with that. You're fine not having any starters or dessert. So I'm going to log that, a glass of wine, roughly being 130 calories or so. So that's an extra 260 calories. Meaning we're already over 1,000 calories for the 3 slices of pizza, 2 glasses of wine. I do want to have some side vegetables with the pizza because I know pizza is not super satiating. So in order to help with that, I'm going to order a side of steamed broccoli as a side, for instance. So overall, it brings me to about 1,100 calories for this meal. That means I need to A, reserve quite a lot of calories for that meal. B, make sure that the other meals are higher in protein because I'm only seeing about 30 grams of protein for that meal. So that means I am going to increase my chicken and my vegetables in my lunch and decrease the amount of potatoes or other carb stores that I have in there. I'm also deciding that I'm not going to have my oats for breakfast. Instead, I'm going to just have Greek yogurt with a scoop of protein powder with some berries. That means I'm saving about 100 calories here in my breakfast, about 100 calories in my lunch, and I'm higher up in protein than I would be at that time of the day normally. And for my afternoon snack, I'm also deciding not to have any carbs with that. I'm just going to have my protein shake. And then I have sufficient amount of calories. At the moment, my calorie budget is over 2000. So for me, it is easier to play with. Of course, if you're in a dieting phase, if you only have 1300 calories to play with, you might want to think about this very dearly and think, okay, maybe one slice of pizza is enough and I'm going to have a bigger side salad. I'm only going to have one glass of wine, and just simply knowing that when you get to the end of your dieting phase, you can then indulge a little bit more. But we need to be in the present moment as opposed to thinking, oh, what's one day? And then you pull yourself out of the deficit again, extending the period of time that your weight loss phase would normally take. So have foresight, look ahead, plan ahead. It is so helpful with these meals out in the long run, especially if you do eat out frequently. Now, let's say it is already mid-afternoon, you're about to have your afternoon snack, and someone comes around and they bring some donuts. You really want the donuts. You don't really want your low-fat Greek yogurt anymore. So what do you do then? This is actually a pretty easy pivot because number one, donuts are not super, super calorie dense. I mean, of course, it depends on what kind of donut you're getting. But let's just say it's like a reasonably plain or maybe chocolate glazed donut. So you would then log that in before you have that. Instead of your Greek yogurt, you're kicking that out. You might notice, okay, it's probably a bit higher in calories than what you budgeted for with the Greek yogurt. And it means that you're a bit short on protein or shorter than you thought you would be. So easy pivot in your dinner. You are then going to reduce the amount of carbs that you have in there or fats. It doesn't matter. Just not the protein. With the protein, on the contrary, we actually probably need to increase. Or if you have that post-dinner snack, really making sure that this is now a high-protein meal or high-protein snack to make up for that. So always try to log something before you eat it. Don't just eat the donut thinking, oh, whatever, I'm going to worry about that later. And then you have your regular dinner and then you're like, oh, crap, I'm 30 grams below my protein target. I'm a couple hundred calories over my calorie target or 100 or whatever. So log it before you eat it. Make the conscious decision if you want to have the whole donut, if you want to share a donut. You know, you could, especially in an office setting or whatever, it might be nice to cut it up in halves or quarters so you can try a couple of different ones. And it won't look so weird if you only have a half in the total sum. Generally speaking, that is how you pivot. I know those were just some super simple examples. It is so helpful to front load your day with protein. Generally speaking, most of the time we're going to be eating out for dinner or in some cases for lunch. Not as frequently do we eat out for breakfast, which is good. So we can keep that a little bit more dialed in and using that as sort of a flexibility buffer. As opposed to, I always find financial analogies are so helpful when it comes to weight loss examples also. So if you have a certain budget to spend over the course of the month, you're not going to go out and buy something that you really, really, really don't need without even taking into account, can you still cover your other bills for the rest of the month? Or ideally, you shouldn't be doing that anyway. I don't know what your spending habits are. But yeah, so that's kind of my main tip: pre-logging, looking ahead, budgeting, playing macro Tetris. I personally find it super helpful looking at your MyFitnessPal or whatever tracker you're looking at on the laptop or desktop, as opposed to just on the app when I play macro Tetris, because it just gives me a nicer overview of the specific macros for each meal. I know if you have the premium version, you can probably see that too. I, for how many years now? 8 years have now been using the free version of MyFitnessPal, so it is truly doable with just a free version too. You don't need to have it, although it can be helpful. In any case, let me know if you have follow-up questions, especially if you're watching this on YouTube. Drop something in the comments. I always love to hear. And I'm wishing you a wonderful rest of your day and week. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, or share the episode on social. Very much appreciated. You can also follow us on Instagram at Nutrition Coaching and Life, or head to our website, www.nutritioncoachingandlife.com. where we provide more valuable content. Have a wonderful day. Now go out and work on your best self.